The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Hey man, thanks for coming on the. So how were you? You got a show, right? You got Lego podcast that you do.
Club Random, baby. Yeah, I've been doing it for about a year now. Very nice.
Very, yeah. I've heard about it. People have talked. Can you, you're clipping the microphone a little bit. Can you turn yourself, or just talk further away? That's surprised.
Like this? Is this better?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's much better. Surprised to have to tell you that. It's funny me telling you that of all people, yeah, so Club Random. Yeah, I've heard of that name is, it's a little bit random. Where'd you come up with that name?
We get a little crazy on there sometimes, you know. We have a lot of conversations that I can't have on Real Time with Bill Maher, my HBO television show.
Don't say your name yet. Just say okay. Real Time. Next time, don't say your name yet, because I was going to introduce you. It's going to be a big thing. I guess people know your name.
I can't talk about this stuff on Real Time. So
no, don't retake it. We're not retaking anything.
Motherfucker.
Oh, don't work. We're just having a conversation. Bill, are you high? You seem high. I know we smoked a bit before, but you're all good. You keep clipping the mic again as well.
I love wacky tabacky.
I like doing the show. My favorite part about doing the podcast, man, talking to people.
Yeah, it's nice to get out and you know, it's hard to talk to people these days with all the pools and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. I don't know what you mean. But so you brought me to we met at a club. Hey, can you stop? We got your phone out. You're doing stuff on your phone. You're very clearly preoccupied. My show is a big show.
It's mine, Club Random.
Can you try to also your voice? Can you try to keep it like you're yelling into the microphone? But I think it's because you're becoming preoccupied with whatever on your phone. It seems to be upsetting you in some kind of way where you're getting very upset and you're causing it. You scream into the microphone. Now there's literal noise coming out of your phone, Bill. Can you please stop? Can you just focus on the conversation we're having?
You're not. We're in Austin right now, and I have a club that I really like to do here.
No, I know we went to it, Bill. But Will, I understand. Are you looking at the club? Are you looking at lifestyle stuff? Okay, so everyone. So okay, I didn't notice about Bill. Jamie, pull up the Colwett Swingers Club at Austin here. So Bill said, hey, come meet me at a club. And it turns out it was a Swingers Club, and you're part of the lifestyle. You're involved in the pineapple lifestyle. Is that right?
Yeah, we call it the pineapple lifestyle because we don't want to get, you know, canceled by the YouTube algorithm and political correctness too get you sometimes.
Okay, you're giving me weird eyes as well. You're looking at me all weird. And so I met you there, and I don't know how any of this stuff works. And I've showed up there, and I had been smoking cigars, a lot of cigars. I was feeling very sick and nauseous. And when I showed up, they were mad at me. I wasn't dressed appropriately, I guess.
Well, generally. Also, it's nice because I don't have a wife. It's nice if the guy I'm going to have a wife.
No, you know? I know he said that, but I didn't. I made it pretty clear to you that, and we had this. It was a back and forth. Why are you going to bring your wife? I said, no, this is not what. And that was kind of odd. Then when I got to the club and I saw that it was that type of club, then I was, I guess, a little bit put off because it's like seemingly that pint, you want to have sex with my wife?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to. I thought that I would bring a girlfriend, maybe somebody that I've been.
But you didn't bring anybody, just to be clear.
It couldn't happen. I don't know anybody in Austin. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to pull that off.
Well, you knew. Well, I don't know what that's out ever said true, because you knew a lot of the people at the club. They seem to know you very, very well.
Oh, but they know me at all the clubs. That's a whole other thing.
So I was not dressed appropriately, and I I guess they have courtesy suits, but none of them were tailored. I got that bowling ball kind of shape, a wombat shape. And so they were, I always kind of had that look about me. It was hanging off of me, you know, like a little kid kind of, because the one that fit my chest had really long arms and legs and everything. So it was comically large on me. And I guess you were kind of embarrassed by that. But I noticed that the walls were dirty. Which I did notice.
Why
were
you looking? I mean, why are you looking at the walls, you know? We're in here looking at beavers and stuff.
Yeah, I kept calling it beavers and stuff like that.
If you're looking at the walls, you're not even looking at the fur burgers. We don't look at the sheets here, right? And we always buy the upgraded condoms because we have money like that.
Yeah, I know you told me about buying the upgraded condoms, and that did seem like a good idea. That I guess there's condoms that aren't as good. They aren't as strong as the other ones, but they wouldn't let us smoke our cigars in there, which you like cigars, right? I noticed on your Club Random show, you smoke cigars sometimes.
Those are marijuana cigars, but I'll smoke cigars if a guy comes over that smokes cigars because, you know, what would I look like being the one not smoking a cigar?
And if a guy comes over, you mean like a guy brings his wife over or whatever?
I generally expect that as part of coming over, you know? When you go to a club like we went to, it's not a comedy club, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's a place that people bring their wife and let me go down on them.
I was thrown out for wrestling.
Well, that's now, what you do there, unless somebody wants to. Which obviously you probably want to go into the fetish playroom, and you are wrestling in the sexy playroom where really they only want you doing sexy actions in there.
Well, thank you for all the information they gave me about it. I'd love to hang out with you sometime and do something else.
Don't do that. I actually don't do that.
Wait, we could work out.
At the swingers club, they have maybe some things we could do. We can do some push-ups, maybe. You know, we get a couple ladies, your wife, a lady I know. They'll watch us. They'll count our push-ups. That's a good erotic way to work out.
I'm trying to get a little wacky with my comedy. You're a stand-up comedian, obviously. I'm trying to get a little bit wacky with it. I'm trying to do some characters and stuff like that. You want to do a bit of improv?
Would I ever? I was always known as being great at improv.
All right, here we go. Hey, man, nice to meet you. My name is Joe.
Hey, it's Bill. Marr.
I'm Joe Rogan.
Bill Marr.
Hey, Joe Rogan, motherfucker. You think Bill Marr is a bigger name than Joe Rogan? You think you try to outname me? I'm Joe Rogan.
And I am Bill Maher.
I'm Bill Maher.
Real time with Bill Maher.
Joe Rogan Experience. Yeah. Joe Rogan Experience. Okay, Bill, you got
that
your phone.
It's a show that we're doing.
You got your phone out again. I can see. So we're gonna let's take off. Thanks for coming on.
These shows are usually 4 hours.
Yeah, no, we're gonna keep going. But
I had much stuff to talk about in regards to whites.
Yeah, we're going to keep the show going. I'm just going to have to ask you to leave.
Well, then we're not doing a show.
No, I'm going to keep doing the show.
No, you told me to come on here and that we would do some life situations.
Bill, you call your dick. Bill it. Billy, you got it out.